Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. So of course, this is where we can do our analysis, we can put our trade plan together, and then we spend the rest of the trading day looking for those opportunities and see if we can execute that trade plan. So let's get straight into it then. We'll of course start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, so trade selection. With a lot of central banks cutting rates, there's some interesting opportunities. Why we haven't seen a little bit more price action in the direction in which we're looking to trade a few of these markets is a little bit unknown. Certainly a bit of a slow response really to, I suppose, not just the economic backdrop, but also the political and the central bank dynamics as well with regards to monetary policy. So a lot of reasons for a little bit more volatility, but actually very, very little. So let's explain it to you in a little bit more detail. We'll be considering where we enter and exit these markets. How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade when we're in a bit of profit, when we get into that profit-taking zone? We act a little bit differently, and trading psychology is all very important as well. So we address these considerations every day in our live traders. We're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. Sorry, just bear with me 1 second. Here we go. Right. So it's an important day for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I suppose looking at yesterday's CPI numbers, it came in pretty much in line with expectations. And if we step back, we're seeing slightly elevated inflation in the US already. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what the FOMC say about this next week in terms of, they'll probably refer to it as a little bit of a bump, that actually we're on target to move back to 2%. We probably suggest that it's much more likely that these inflation numbers will stay a little bit more elevated than perhaps what the Fed are looking for. And then when you get a monthly figure of CPI, core CPI, looking strong, or looking potentially a little bit more elevated, it's kind of worrying going into a Trump presidency. And as we know, a lot of his policies have every potential to be quite significantly inflationary. So is there enough deflation or disinflation in the system to continue for prices to drop? It's still a bit of an unknown. That's why we'll be monitoring these inflation numbers very, very carefully in terms of the impact that it will have on central bank interest rate levels. So the takeaway really is that the Fed are still going to cut 25 basis points. In fact, the market reaction yesterday didn't quite make too much sense to us. We had a certain expectation, and markets and prices moved in completely the opposite direction. Now, we shouldn't be overly surprised about that because of some of the other fundamentals that are driving market prices still remain. But what it will do is it will present some fascinating opportunities at very select points. The BOC decided to cut rates 50 basis points, so we'll be looking carefully for that interest rate differential trade in the dollar CAD. We'll have a look at dollar CAD in detail. And in about 40 minutes, we're going to be hearing from the SNB, and we'll get their press conference as well at 9 a.m. This is all UK time, expecting a 25 basis point rate cut. And then we've got the ECB this afternoon, which is... again, another 25 basis point rate cut is very much in the pipeline. And we'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde at 1:45. And between that, we've got PPI. So those input costs, are they going up or down? Well, they look to be a little bit flatter, but we'll see where these numbers come in. If they come in above, then we'd probably be adding to that inflation dynamic. And if they come in below, it might soften that inflation dynamic. So an important day really today, sort of from yesterday lunchtime through to today lunchtime, sort of. We'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde at 1:45. So she'll probably take the best part of half an hour, roughly between 30 and 45 minutes, probably. So by 2:30, we should really know where we stand on in a lot of areas. The big question regarding the ECB is, will we just get a 25 basis point rate cut? Will they talk about more cuts? So this was the response to the CPI numbers that were coming in strong. We saw a 5-hour rally, basically. Again, a little bit counterintuitive. What it will mean is we still have a bit of a a bias to the downside. And it now means that that we would have been much more comfortable if this market was weakening rather than strengthening as much as it was. So a bit of weakness so far. We can certainly look at further weakness in this trade. And our sell trade was really in the DAX. Now, this is pretty much moving sideways so far, but we do have an expectation for that to weaken. And there's quite a few reasons for it. There's more reasons for these markets to soften slightly with this interest rate differential dynamic ticking away in the background as well. So if we apply that logic to things like the dollar, then you've got the FOMC with rates at 4.75 down to potentially 4.5. I think it's pretty much guaranteed now next week. You've got other central banks which are much, much lower. So it creates that interest rate differential dynamic. And that's why our expectation, and we're really surprised the euro hasn't dropped more, and we're really surprised that the dollar Swiss hasn't rallied more. And markets like the pound as well, that hasn't seen further downside. We have just maintained this little sideways pattern over the course of the week. A lot of erratic price action. Now, our bias remains the same, and that's still to the downside. And we've got some news events today that are only likely to impact these markets in these certain directions. And I'll bring that up on screen now just to show you. So we were looking at primed opportunities yesterday and questioning the sort of the direction for these markets. Now what we're looking at very carefully is the dollar to continue to strengthen. There's really a strong bias for the dollar to strengthen. We just haven't seen much follow through just yet. That's the big problem really with the euro dollar, the pound dollar and the dollar Swiss. So we can be a little bit patient regarding the dollar. We still know what direction we want to trade the dollar. We've only really seen a pullback since yesterday's inflation numbers, and those should support these markets to the downside, in our opinion. That would be our expectation. And same for the dynamic with these indices markets, is that the inflation numbers we saw yesterday should probably support a little bit more weakness than a rally. So this is why if there's an opportunity to sell at these higher prices, it'll be one of those trades that might be worth looking at for a bit of short-term weakness. This is not structural weakness in any way, shape, or form, but it's a short-term selling opportunity with quite a tight risk with a really decent positive risk reward to the downside. So you're talking about the S&P 500 sort of breaking these lows and just pulling back into these lower levels before we start to rally again. So that would be the idea behind the trade. Yesterday, we rallied to all-time highs in the NASDAQ, which is an interesting trade, but we're seeing softness in the Dow Jones. So there's maybe that indice weakness, perhaps the focus should have been a little bit more on the Dow Jones. Our trade of choice was the German DAX for the potential that with the ECB and the German issues with regards to exports in the German economy, along with the political dynamic in Germany, which isn't, it doesn't really support the equity markets to the upside, but that's what we've seen. So when you get these bubbles, you do see prices acting and reacting in very kind of strange ways. And this is a quite a good example of a really strong rally at a time where you probably wouldn't expect a strong rally. So will this roll over to the downside? If it does and it breaks below the 22.58 level, then there's probably a sizable pullback in the German DAX. Really good, strong rally yesterday, really profound. Same with markets like, we've got this descending triangle, but we're rallying up to these higher levels. So there might be an opportunity to start selling crude oil around $70, $72 maybe again. We'll have to wait and see, because we've got OPEC now suggesting that that supplies, oil supply next year will have to be cut even more, which is kind of supportive, short-term supportive of price. So you kind of want that to unwind a little bit and see if we still get further momentum to the downside. So we want to keep our options open. And this is a bit of strange price action for gold. So we pulled back very, very aggressively into support, created a monthly low. We then rallied and then we sold off very, very aggressively and then went sideways for 2 weeks. Before the last two or three days, we've actually rallied up to these highs once more. So let me just put that level in there just to signify where that level is. Okay, so that's what we're looking at. So this is a W formation, really, and breaking these highs would suggest further upside. Really, our focus has been more so on the US dollar. So we're looking for that dollar strength trade. The yen is an interesting one because it's gone a little bit quiet. Yesterday was a little bit indecisive, and we've pulled back into these little zones. We said if we were able to pull back into these higher levels, there could be some decent sell trades setting up pretty soon. And we're very, very nearly there. So something to keep an eye out for. Okay, so look, let's amend our trade plan and then we'll post that into the chat box and you can take that away. So today's trade plan. So today we have potential mild risk off market conditions. The reason why it's potential is because yesterday we would have expected some risk off conditions and we actually saw some risk on. So not particularly agreeable markets, let's say. The DAX, the new level for the DAX, is it the 257? It's pretty close to it, I think. Let's have a look. Yeah, 258. Okay, so let's see how the DAX plays out. It's looking like it's approaching those all-time highs once more. So just profoundly resilient price action, really. Okay, so that's fine. The DAX can stay the same. Potential dollar strength, and that against the euro, the pound, the Swiss, the CAD, the Aussie, the New Zealand, it's all there. But again, the resilience against the dollar is really quite impressive because, really, again, going back to expectations, our expectations is that the dollar should be strengthening in this type of dynamic. Now, maybe we do need the S&P and the ECB to actually cut rates forcefully with perhaps more of a dovish view for us to see the trade filter through. So we keep that in mind. So we're going to remove oil, selling oil for now, because we've got OPEC looking to increase supply cuts. So keep options open. Markets are awaiting US PPI inflation numbers, along with a number of central bank interest rate decisions. So Swiss National Bank / ECB. Okay, so look, that's our little, that's our trade plan. Sorry, let me take that off. Let's post this into the chat box. Is there anything else? Okay, this is a slightly counterintuitive trade by suggesting that we're looking for potential US indice weakness. Especially if there's any elevation in PPI numbers, then we might get that trade filtering through today. So it's just something to keep an eye out for. The resilience is very much to the upside for the DAX and for the US indices. If that starts to shift and change, and there's a clearly defined momentum shift in those markets, we'd be looking to perhaps add to that indice sell trade at a time when it's currently rallying to the upside. So we can keep a close eye on that particular trade. All right, so an important day for these markets. So let's post this into the chat box and we let you go, guys. Thanks very much for joining us and attending as always. We'll be back again tomorrow. So we're looking for potential weakness in the DAX below the 22.75. And we're just looking for that potential risk off market condition, which is around short-term dollar strength, short-term potential US indice weakness. But keep those options open because we've got some important news due out today. So a bit of mental flexibility is really important. And it's that higher inflation dynamic. We're wondering if it will have any impact on these markets. At the minute, the answer is no, but unrealistically no. With central banks looking to cut rates, interest rate differential leans into this dollar higher dynamic. Bond yields, we'll have a look at those in a minute, see if they start to rally, and just potential for a little bit of weakness in those indices. Okay, so let's see if we get any progress, if we can make any progress in those trades. So any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, guys, we let you go. We're going to switch rooms now to our European live trading mentorship room. So if you could join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you there very shortly. And if you're interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, just go to our website, thelivetradingroom.com, for more information. And feel free to connect with us there if you need. Great stuff, guys. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you soon. All the best now. Bye-bye.